Good morning, McAllister.
You're listening to The Spoken Words. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Ella.
And this is the English Department radio show.
It is. I was going to talk about this fine sunny morning, because that's what morning shock jocks do, but
that's
it
true.
Is not a fine sunny morning.
What do morning shock jocks do in, like, Portland? Do they just talk about, it's a nice gray day? Woo.
I don't know.
Look at that cloud cover.
They're probably like, I saw a scrap of sky this morning on my way into work. What about that sports team, Seattle?
I only got rained on a little bit today.
I'm only slightly damp.
The Pacific Northwest. It's a nice place. I've been to Seattle.
Right.
I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I could live there because I, too, love gray days. This is when my power is at its peak.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, there have been some things going on in the English department this past week that we're going to talk about. And there are some things coming up in the English department this week that we're going to talk about. So
that is a great idea, Ella.
Always.
I mean, yes, but it's also different because
there's
different events.
Yeah, I'm saying there's a cycle of events.
A cycle. I like that.
Yeah. All right. So I guess first up, well, there are a bunch of writing contests whose deadlines are very soon that we're going to talk about. But first, we'll probably talk about stuff that has already happened, like the ACTC conference that just happened last week. Was that on Friday?
It was, yeah. It was Friday of last week in the campus center, second floor.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good time. I think there were four panels total. So
yeah,
they had a morning section that had, I think it was
British literature.
Lit and then world and multicultural literature. Then they had a break for lunch and the afternoon was creative writing and then American literature. I was only able to go to one panel.
Yeah.
Tragically, because I have a class during the afternoon session.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to the British literature panel, which was very cool. I enjoyed it a lot. I mean, so it was kind of like some classic literature was talked about. There was a paper read on Hamlet that was pretty cool. It sort of took a meta-theatrical look at the idea of Hamlet as a character constructed by a playwright rather than an actual person.
Oh,
that was pretty interesting. Yeah. What were some of the other ones? Oh, one person talked about Zadie Smith's White Teeth, which we read for Casey's class.
Yeah,
which
we did.
I really liked that book. That was very good. So that was cool. There were some by people that I had never read before, or not by. There were some essays written about people whose work I had never read before, but the essays were compelling enough to make me interested in
mm-hmm.
reading them. Denise Levertov. I've never read her.
I've never even heard of her.
Poet,
okay.
I would recommend it. But yeah, it was really cool. It's just a nice opportunity for English majors to come together, sort of talk about different ideas, get a chance to read their papers to a group,
mm-hmm.
and sort of start a larger discussion about their opinions on literature. It's a nice opportunity. It's cool.
All right.
I wish I had been able to go to other panels.
Well.
But instead I was failing a test. So
oh,
I was busy.
Oh, no.
Well, I guess that was on Monday. It's fine. You ever do so bad on a test
together.
That you, like, don't want to make eye contact with the professor ever again? Because that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Oh.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Anyway. Moving on from my personal tragedy. ACTC was very cool. I don't know where it will be held next year. I don't know. But
I have no idea.
All of you people who are still going to be around McAllister should go to whichever Associated College of the Twin Cities it's at and check it out next time. Maybe even write some good essays that might get picked. Have a good time. Share your ideas. Learn.
Grow.
There was also coffee, so that helped.
That too.
Mm-hmm.
And lunch.
Well, I didn't have the lunch. The lunch was for, like, just panelists and their guests, I think.
Oh, I see.
Which is nice for them.
That's true.
They have to present a paper, which is terrifying.
Get a really great paper.
Yeah.
And then go to ACTC and then you get lunch.
Exactly. That's basically, again, this show always circles back to food. What we're recommending is do whatever it takes to get free lunch.
Yeah.
Which, of course, economists would say is an impossibility. There is no free lunch.
Wow.
But there is if you write a good paper.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got deep.
It didn't, but okay. Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I felt deep.
I know you did, and I'm proud of you.
Do you have any news to share, Ella?
I do have some news that we can talk about on the best segment of the hour, the food corner. I like food. Food tastes good. I like food. Food tastes good. Cheesy burger, cheesy fries, chili egg, and coffee stripes. Teenage girl with type of two. Got my way or I'll eat too. I like food. Food tastes good. I like food. Food tastes good. Crimson dime back and eating. I like food. Food tastes good. I like food. Food tastes good. All right, that was our food corner intro music.
You know we love it. It's one of our favorite jingles.
the favorite jingle.
It probably is the favorite jingle, actually. It's really good. We have a nice PSA one as well. that's probably copyrighted, but it's fine. From NBC. Then we have the more you know.
All the stuff that we are playing is copyrighted.
That's a good point. I started.
What Scootron is for.
That's true. I started cutting out the music when I archived the show because I think it's like pretty against the SoundCloud rules to just put a bunch of music. So if you're listening to archive shows, you just get to listen to us talk and none of the music.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh well.
I know it's tragic, but they're also much more manageable file sizes. Yeah. It's getting ridiculous. Yeah.
Anyway, but so this week
that was a little off the mic talk.
It was this week on the food corner.
Sorry.
Wednesdays are treat night.
Yeah.
4:30.
Wednesday, that's today.
That is today.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh, there's gonna be food on the second floor of Old Main in the English department.
Oh my god. It's tonight. In the hallway, really. It's amazing.
In the hallway. This is true.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm so excited though.
And what's up tonight? Amanda.
Tonight is walking tacos, my favorite.
Tacos.
I love walking tacos.
Who doesn't love walking tacos?
I mean, a lot of people probably don't know what they are because, I've discussed previously, I had no idea what they were until I moved to Minnesota.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was a Minnesota thing.
I don't know if it's like specifically a Minnesota thing or just like a north of the country thing, or if I was just clueless, also a distinct possibility.
That's possible.
But, so it is a bag of Doritos chips or other chips.
I think it's going to be Fritos.
Okay, Fritos. Some sort of one of those small personal bags of chips. Mm-hmm. You crush it up. Crush, crinkle, crinkle. I need like the sound effects. This is where I need that soundboard. Thanks.
You didn't bring your air horn today.
I know. I deleted that app. I downloaded an app with an air horn and then realized that was a mistake that I made in my life and I've deleted it now. It wasn't even a good air horn.
Okay,
I mean, the one was kind of fun. But anyway, okay. You get your bag of individual chips. You crunch it up. You put some... Are we going to have black beans, probably?
Yeah.
Okay, black beans. There
or
might be
meat.
Some meat. You put cheese. I'm talking lettuce. Maybe some salsa, potentially. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe some sour just cream.
Various toppings that you would put on a taco.
And then you, like, crunch it, and then you shake it, and you eat it with a fork, and it's amazing.
You can walk around while you eat it.
Mm-hmm. You can chat.
You can chat about literature, probably, in the hallway of the English department.
With other English majors and minors and friends.
Aw, that's so sweet. That's so sweet. So, be it that.
Yes.
4:30 today, again. Mm-hmm. Every Wednesday.
Don't miss it.
Don't miss it. Why would you miss it? It's free food. It's delicious food. It's a chance to build some community with your fellow majors, minors, and friends. There's free coffee. There's water.
There's tea.
There's cocoa now because it's still kind of cold and snowy and wintry out, so there's still some cocoa.
Cocoa.
You know?
Yeah.
What are you not getting out of going? Like, what? Why wouldn't you?
Well, we'll be there, so they have to, you know, see us.
Okay. Ella's making a fair point. You will actually have to see us in person, which I understand might dissuade some people.
That's fair.
But we'll try to be quiet and keep to ourselves. In the corner.
We'll try our best.
Yeah. We won't, like, talk about news at you from the English department. We won't be like, hey, friend, have you heard about the latest news?
Like a table right next to the food and...
the spoken
microphone.
Words live.
Yeah.
I mean, that would
Do
be
you think
one
way. Be an audience for that.
That would be one way to get people to stop going to treat night if we needed to like
true
save food budget money or something.
True.
Just to advertise that Amanda and Ella won't shut up.
Yeah.
At you directly. That's an idea we'll for the future.
Keep that in mind for the future. Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
All right.
Right. So, other things that are coming up, which are less eventy, but things that you can contribute to, are a bunch of writing contests. Yeah, there's the Stony Brook writing contest that we talked about last week.
Mm-hmm. That's all the Associated Colleges of the Midwest, I believe. Mm-hmm.
Deadline is in. The deadline is in April.
Mm-hmm. What's the prize? $1,000, I think.
I think so.
$1,000. That's nothing to shake a stick at, as my grandmother would say.
That's delightful.
Yeah. Okay. And there's no submission fee for that one, so that's really nice. The American Poet Society. I think it's the American Poet Society.
Yeah, I think so.
There's a Poet Society writing contest, which the deadline is this Sunday, so probably not a lot of time to like write poetry, but maybe you could edit some of the poetry you already have and get that submitted.
And if you're a poet, you probably have some lying around.
If you're a poet, you probably already know it. So
I knew that was coming.
Ella looks disappointed.
I am disappointed.
I'm sorry.
But I'm trying to remain professional because we're on the air.
That's a good point. Okay.
Anyway, let's see. Some other ones that are coming up. There's the Harry Sherman Writing Contest for seniors. And they do up to seven $300 prizes annually.
Hey.
Winners are announced in the spring. The deadline is, what is that, the Sunday, the 28th? Yeah, Sunday at midnight, so hurry up. You can submit literary essays, creative prose, or poetry. If you go on the English Department website, you can find the, like, nitty-gritty details and guidelines and stuff. But, yeah, you should submit to that.
And then one last thing, our friends over at the literary magazine at McAllister, Chanter, you should always be submitting to Chanter.
Constantly.
Eternally. You should never stop. But on the off chance that you haven't gotten around to it, have forgotten, have laid your artwork and writing aside without giving it to Chanter to publish for you, then here's your reminder. You should do that. It's when is the deadline for
March 25th.
March 25th.
It says right there.
Okay. You know what?
On the Google Doc.
We all know that I'm blind. I don't feel like it's funny to mock me.
I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, so that's after spring break. You can spend all of spring break writing and editing. Get that submitted.
And if you have any, like, photographs, I know that they're, like, always low on, like, visual art. So,
yeah, it's
submit
not
that stuff, too.
Just a writing magazine. Yeah. They also do art, so get on that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to you art students.
Your artwork could even be on the cover.
Hey.
If they like it enough.
I should probably submit something.
You should.
We should both submit things.
I know.
Who are we?
I've been meaning to. Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Let's make a pact.
All right.
Let's make a pact. Wait, that also, I guess I'll just talk about it now. That also reminds me, the Art Alliance at McAllister is doing an anonymous art swap, which sounds really cool.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to participate. So if you do, you could get some of my amazing art. So you do a 4x6 piece of cardstock, any sort of art that you like, I think.
Yeah.
I guess it has to be 2D. You can't really shove a three-dimensional thing into an envelope, but any sort of 2D on a 4x6 card, put it in an envelope. There is a submission box in the mailroom in the CC, and you put your postcard-sized thing and then a slip of paper with your name on it so that they know who to return an anonymous piece to, and then they like figure it out for you and swap it, and you get back someone else's art that you don't know who it is.
That's pretty cool.
It's kind of fun.
That is fun.
So, if you're interested in that,
there are a lot of options for getting your art out there.
That's true. The Art Alliance does a lot of cool things. I didn't know. I feel sad.
I didn't even know there was an Art Alliance.
Sorry, Art Alliance. I learned these things by taking art classes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. Let's segue you into some music.
My God.
Some music.
Why do you hurt me like this, Ella? Every time.
I try. Okay.
Let's segue like a mall cop into some music.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to start using that in public. I guess I just did.
You just did.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
You know, sometimes you realize that you should think about what you're saying before you say it.
You should.
If you're on the air.
If you're, yeah.
And archiving it for future generations.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Let's just do some music now.
Let's do that. First up is Easy Living by Billie Holiday. Welcome back. You are listening to 91.7 FM WMCN McAllister College Radio.
St. Paul, Minnesota.
That's where we are. You were just listening to Soul of a Man by Stephen Stern. Before that was Julep by Punch Brothers. Before that was, I'm going to butcher this, L'Ultima Diligenza di Red Rock.
Dear God.
Yeah.
You tried.
It's from the Hateful Eight soundtrack by Ennio Morricone. And before that was Easy Living.
And you were listening
by
to
Billie Holiday.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I just cut in on you
okay,
a little
you
bit.
Did. Go
well,
ahead.
I got excited about saying that they're listening to the spoken words, the English department radio show.
Yeah, but you
I know. I didn't. I just, I'm sorry. I jumped the gun a
goodness,
little bit there. I'd like
goodness
to
gracious.
Formally apologize to you, Ella.
Thank you. I accept.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you
so
for being
we,
so gracious.
What are we listening to, Amanda?
The spoken words.
We are listening to the, well, we're not.
Well, yeah, that's true. That'd be really confusing if they played the show in the station.
Because
we get like a seven second delay of our own voices,
that would be
like
really
a stadium.
Confusing.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad they don't do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
So some PSAs. So some stuff going on around campus, or I guess not campus.
The Twin Cities
the Twin
in general.
Cities.
Heck
yeah,
yes.
There you go. All right. So the Rondo Avenue History Harvest is coming up on March 5th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Hallie Q. Brown Community Center. There will be a joint project between Rondo Avenue Incorporated and McAllister College, which will bring together Rondo community members to reflect on the neighborhood's past, present, and future through personal artifacts from their Rondo home that have sentimental value to them. McAllister students will photograph or scan these objects and create a community-based digital archive. All are welcome. Plan to bring one to two artifacts from your Rondo home. Again, that's March 5th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Hallie Brown Community Center.
Is that the neighborhood you did a paper on?
I did okay. Do a paper on that like 2 years ago.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
You should participate
in
that.
Class.
Except you
I don't
live
have
in
a Rondo,
Rondo
home.
Yeah. Well, you should purchase a home.
Purchase a home.
Yeah.
With
all your money.
Historical artifacts
with
in it.
Historical artifacts
okay.
in it.
Okay.
Before
March 5th.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard that banks really like giving mortgages to people who have crushing student debt and no money.
Yeah.
They really are like, yeah,
yeah.
You're a good bet. I'm
all
sure
right.
You can pay back a mortgage.
Excellent.
So they're good at that.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's a thought for all of you out there as well. Just buy a home in Rondo and then participate.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
Anyway, Acid alums, let's talk about that.
Let's do that. That's happening tomorrow.
Yeah, it is. Tomorrow, Thursday, be there. So it's Appetizers and Alumni. It is hosted by the English Honor Society.
Yeah.
It's a really cool opportunity that connects current McAllister students with English alum who have jobs and things or are doing interesting things with their lives. And it gives you sort of an idea of things you can do after graduation. It gives you a chance to talk to people who have been through this whole process about anything that you're worried about or have questions about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did they have internships in college? Like, did they like their first job? I don't know. Like,
yeah, just
how
like
did they deal with
questions.
Like making friends in a new city? Whatever. Just like whatever questions you might have. That
Networking.
That's networking is always a good
do.
Thing. So that is in Weyerhaeuser Boardroom from 5:30 to 7:30 tomorrow, Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
You should have gotten an email about it
yeah.
at some point, and you do have to RSVP on the Google Doc that is in that email.
Yes.
So be sure to do that before you show up. There will obviously be appetizers because
yes.
that's half of the title.
And alumni.
Yeah, don't
It'll
eat them.
Both of them.
Eat the appetizers, talk to the alumni. Don't
mm-hmm.
get that mixed up. It's going to be bad if you do.
Yeah.
It's going to be awkward for everyone.
Don't let the English department down, everybody.
Exactly. We can do this, okay? We're adults. We've got this. We can figure this out.
We're technically adults.
Some of the appetizers sound very exciting. I'm sorry, I'm just like going back into the food corner now.
What are the appetizers?
I don't remember. I was showing a list and completely blocked something with chicken that sounded quite good, but I'm not going to eat because
okay.
I don't eat chicken. Various fruits and cheeses, which are always classic appetizers and very delicious.
Gotta love cheese.
Other things of that nature. You know what? It's supposed to be a surprise.
Okay.
It's a surprise party for you and your career, basically.
A surprise party,
mm-hmm.
but people know it's coming, so it's not really a surprise.
Okay, that's a very good point.
They have to go out of their way to go.
It's more like
they have to RSVP.
The food itself is the surprise because I can't remember what it is.
But people know they're getting food.
Okay, Ella. Okay. Okay. I'm being undermined on the air again because I'm saying incompetent things. I'm being mocked for it.
I'm just holding you up to a higher standard of...
No, I appreciate
whatever.
That.
Whatever.
Of professionalism.
Sure.
Yes, that's good. That is very good. But yeah, so that is tomorrow. It happened last year. I don't know if they're going to continue doing it in future years. I hope so. I think it's a really good event.
It went really well last year, and it that's did. Why they're doing it again.
Yeah, yeah, I went to it. There were a lot of alums, a lot of students, and a lot of good conversations had last year. It was very nice. I got an idea of what I should be doing for getting a career, and then I proceeded to not follow that advice. And I'm unemployed, so...
Well, yeah, you haven't graduated yet.
That's
true. Fine.
That's true.
It's fine.
So go, actually listen to the advice you get, and be better than me
yes.
as a person. That's my advice.
That's your advice. All right. Also coming up tomorrow, there are two events coming
I know.
Up tomorrow.
Oh my God. It's wild.
But tomorrow is the English night at the theater. So the department does this like every time there's a play.
I think so, basically. For the most part, yeah.
Yeah, there's usually like a little reception beforehand with like cookies and sparkling water mm-hmm. and stuff, so you can like hang out with other English majors and yeah, before the play, talk about the play,
get ready, get excited,
get ready,
for theater,
go to the play. There are still, I think, some tickets available.
There were, at least as of yesterday.
Yeah, there might still be some. If you want a free ticket, email Jan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Should I give a short summary of the play so that
Please
you guys
do.
Know what to expect?
It's a clean house, or the clean house?
The clean
the
house.
The clean house.
Get your articles right.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. A romantic comedy about loss, love, change, and redemption, The Clean House is both whimsical and touching. A serious career-oriented doctor, Lane, has hired a quirky Brazilian maid. The only problem is that the maid, Mathilde, hates to clean. Instead, she longs to be a comedian. Lane is deserted by her husband, Charles, who leaves her for his mistress, Anna, a passionate older Brazilian woman upon whom he recently performed a mastectomy. Sarah Rule's enchanting play reminds us that there is humor and beauty to be found in life's most unlikely messes. That's an interesting sounding play. Oh my God. I'm sorry. I hadn't like read the summary before I started reading it out loud on the air. And it took turns that I was not necessarily expecting.
Probably like the play itself.
True. See? Okay. The summary like reflects.
It sounds wacky.
It sounds whimsical.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's also directed by English alum Stephen Yocam. So
yeah, that's exciting.
Lots of English.
Mm, there are the English connections run deep in the theater community.
Okay.
In the Twin Cities.
Okay.
Oh boy. I'm sorry, everyone. But yeah, you should go to that. Even if you can't get free tickets from the English department, even if those are gone, you should
yeah,
still
like
check it out because it's
$5.
Less than that, maybe?
What, $2?
And I'm sure they'll be having more showings this weekend, potentially next weekend. I'm not actually 100% sure on when the showings are, but there's all those signs along the walkways on campus, so you can just check that out.
Yeah.
And it's always, live theater is awesome.
Yeah.
Go see it. Go see it.
Go see it.
Okay.
All right. So that's most of the stuff that's going on in the English department.
It's true.
So would we like to talk about something that happened in the wider world
of literature?
Literature.
Let's do it. So as I'm sure most of you know, Harper Lee died last week.
Wasn't
last
it
week?
Just like 2 days ago?
So just a couple of days ago. It was pretty recently.
Yeah, very recently.
So... You know, tribute to her.
Yeah, she's most famous for writing To Kill a Mockingbird, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she...
Ghost at a Watchman.
Ghost at a Watchman.
I was struggling yesterday. I think I called it To Go Kill a Watchman, which is a much more violent book, I think, conflating the two titles. But Ghost at a Watchman.
Yeah, which just came out.
Yeah. I gotta be honest, I'm pretty I know that there was like some controversy surrounding that. I'm pretty unfamiliar with what exactly was going on.
I don't either.
I probably should have researched it for this to talk about, but
it was, I don't know.
Something about like an agent.
Like somebody got the manuscript and like some people thought she didn't want it released, but then other people thought she did.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not entirely sure where that whole controversy came down.
Yeah. But I think that we can remember her for To Kill a Mockingbird instead of whatever weird controversy was happening with that book.
Yeah.
It's a, It's a great one. It was really, I actually got a chance to see the play version performed live at the Guthrie last semester on the English department dime, which was very nice.
Yeah.
That was a cool opportunity. You know, I don't know. I feel like everyone here has probably read it. Most
in
people read it like freshman year of high school.
Yeah.
Sort of a transformative
experience.
I read it
in middle school.
Well, Ella's a little more advanced than us, of course, as
of
always, as she's always reminding me. She's a little more advanced.
Yeah.
I didn't read it until freshman year of high school because I'm an idiot, apparently.
Apparently.
But yeah. So she's definitely got an important place in the literary canon.
Yes.
You should go out and reread To Kill a Mockingbird because I'll bet that many of you haven't read it since middle or high school.
I haven't.
And it's a good book.
I haven't watched the movie.
Or watched
it. I don't think I've seen the movie.
It's a good movie.
I've heard.
It's a good movie. Gregory Peck.
I've heard.
Other people, presumably, in other
roles.
Child
actors?
No, it's just Gregory Peck putting on a high-pitched voice. Hi, I'm Scout. It's an interesting directorial choice. It's a one-man play kind of thing.
It's not good. Okay.
Not good. Okay. I don't know why they had an adult man playing a small girl, but, you know, we all try different things
when we're making art.
They
had a budget, you know?
Yeah.
And it didn't involve more than one actor, so.
That someone messed up a calculation and they could only pay one actor?
They could only pay Gregory Peck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he, like, negotiated so high. And they just went with it, and then they were like, oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, now we have to pay him this much. We can't afford anyone else. You have to play a child. And he was like, okay.
Is that what he sounds like?
No.
Okay.
That's what he sounds like in my fever dream.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, so that did not happen in the real movie. So you can go watch the real movie, which is a actually good, faithful adaptation of the book.
That's true.
Yeah.
True.
Or read the book.
Yes.
Just, or both.
You know. Moment of silence for her. She's a very good author. You know, affected the social climate of the United States a bit, as good authors are wont to do.
Wont to do.
Harper Lee. Okay.
All right. So, probably go into some more music.
Let's do it.
All right. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. So first up, we're going to play some music from Noah Gunderson. This is Caroline. Welcome back. You're listening to 91.7 FM WMCN, McAllister.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, McAllister College Radio.
McAllister College, St. Paul, Minnesota.
I just mispronounced McAllister.
Yeah,
that
McAllister
does not bode well.
Hard to pronounce. I call it McAllister sometimes.
McAllister.
That's because we're idiots.
Yeah.
So don't copy us.
Anyway, you were just listening to, you can say the name of this song.
I forget how it goes. Non, je ne regrette rien.
Wow. Oh. By Edith.
Baguette.
Piaf.
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 Piaf. Edith Piaf.
You're the French speaker around here. Before that was Thirst by City in Color. Before that was Wolf Like Me by TV on the Radio. Before that was Caroline by Noah Gunderson. Yeah. So we're just about out of time.
Wrapping it up.
But we want to remind you again, come to Treat Night tonight. Walking Tacos, 4:30, English Department. Come eat food. And tomorrow, apps and alums, 5:30, Weyerhaeuser Boardroom.
RSVP to that Google Doc.
And then come.
Mm-hmm.
And then network.
Network.
Be cool.
Be hip.
Be professional.
But don't do that thing in Network, the film, where he yells at everyone. Don't do that. That's inappropriate behavior.
That won't get you anywhere.
It would be disruptive.
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably got fired. I've never seen Network. I don't really know.
He doesn't get fired.
Oh. Well, maybe do it then.
He gets a show, actually.
Okay.
He gets to yell at people every single week.
Okay, I'm revising.
That's actually the plot of Network.
I'm revising my advice because I've never seen the show Network. Do that.
It's not a show.
No, it's not. It's a movie. I'm having a mental breakdown now, apparently. You were listening to The Spoken Words. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.